Derail, 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 derail.
Uh oh, do me, baby.
Derail, derail, derail.
Uh oh, do me, baby.
Derail, 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 derail.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. You look funny, but you are making money, see. So your world will hold me ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf, and just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty.
When you hear the chime, it will be exactly...
I am a Kraken from the sea!
How may a mortal man face and defeat the Kraken?
We're on a mission from God.
Party, I'm more like a riot.
Let no joyful voice be heard. Let no man look up at the sky with hope. And let this day be cursed. By we who ready to wait, the Kraken!
Should I have released the Kraken? I'm totally having second thoughts right now. You're right, I'm being paranoid. You know what? Bring the Kraken back. I'm sorry, I'm freaking out.
Bitch, I'm back.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Glad to see me. I guess we're in the next.
The boys are back in town.
Hi, we're the Beach Boys.
And we like to thank all the guys at
sonofcheese.com
for being so cool.
Welcome to the Big Show.
Release the Kraken.
It is once again time for the horrified auditory spectacle that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier in the very distant shadow of Pikes Peak. All your favorite dumbasses have once again gathered for your listening displeasure. And now without further ado, here's the host of the show from sonofcheese.com. It's Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Welcome back, motherfuckers. It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. This is Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from fizzlingpop.com.
You're welcome, Beach Boys.
They think we are so fucking cool. And, you know, it's funny. When you got fans like that, they're just like little kids, and you just want to pat them on the head and say,
give
yeah.
Give them candy.
Yeah. Just kick them the fuck out of the house. My sister Heather from Matted Spam joins us.
Hello.
And Ray Louie, who was the big loser in the Woot Bag of Crap contest.
We both
ended up with these monkeys. And these monkeys are creepy. But you can fling them across the room, and they make sounds. Mine's screaming over there.
I can't make a sound.
He's tugging on his monkey.
That's the monkey right there. So as per usual, we are available to anyone with the internets all over the galaxy, but yet listened to only by an elite group known only as Listener, which is three, four people that I can think of right off the top of my head.
And they're sitting right here.
They're, no,
because I'm not a listener.
He never listens.
I don't listen either.
I wouldn't expect you to. But no, we're international. We go all the way into Canada, eh? So, hi, Canada. How are you all anyway?
Cross borders.
We do. Illegally, most likely.
At night.
But we had a fun show last week where we opened up our bags of crap and we bitched. Well, I bitched mostly about the wrestler in Iowa.
Yeah, you went on about that.
I went on and on and on.
And your Geek Bowl?
And Geek Bowl because you snored, but, you know, fuck you. But Geek Bowl was awesome. You should go next year.
No.
You should go to Geek Bowl 6. You
no.
three should form
no.
a team and go to Geek Bowl 6.
No.
Okay.
I don't see any advantage.
Thank
to
you
that.
For being no. the lone. You know, it's people like them two that just refuse fun.
You two
they
are related.
Categorically
you two are related
fun.
By blood. We're not. We don't care.
You should care.
No, we don't.
I would care if it were you, Ray.
No,
I
you
would care if it were
no,
you.
No, you wouldn't.
But I did go on and on, and so we missed out on a few stories. Heather says she's got a wimpy story.
I do.
And then Colin had a story about a lady on a bike. And I don't know if that sounds like a sexual position. The lady on the bike.
Bicycle.
We'll find out. Yeah, it's the bicycle race. I like to ride my bicycle. I like to ride my bike. I want to ride my bike. I'm so not well-versed on the intricacies of Queen. But you go first with your wimpy story.
Okay, so we had this gentleman come into the pharmacy the other day to pick up his prescription. His last name was Wimpy.
Okay.
So
and I know well, W-I-M-P-E or W-I-M-P-Y?
E-E.
Does he look like the guy from Popeye's hamburgers? And
well, no, not at all. He actually looked more like Popeye's dad.
So it was looked like Ray Walston and then George Carlin later in life.
Yes. So, but he came up and he let me know what his name was, and his prescription wasn't ready yet. So I went and I told the pharmacist, Mr. Wimpy is waiting for his prescription. Well, she starts to laugh.
Of course.
She's like, don't do that to me. And I'm like, can't help what his name is.
Maybe it's, is it French? It's Wimpe.
No, he said Wimpy.
I am Pierre Wimpe.
No, he was like, my name is Wimpy. So, okay.
Don't fuck with me.
So, but I went about my business, and then I went back to check on it, and she was working on it, and I went back and I told her, I said, he's waiting for you, but he'll gladly pay you Tuesday for his Nystatin today.
Oh, man.
Oh, you and your comic time.
That was good. That was very good.
Nicely played. Well played.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
That's your whole story?
That's my whole story. I just figured you'd appreciate it.
Oh.
Apparently, no, apparently the crowd isn't happy.
That was funny, though. The nice pull. Nice pull. Good timing.
Thank you.
Yep. As, just like Buddy Hackett said to Johnny Carson, I've discovered the secret to... Ask me what the secret of all great humor is.
What's the...
Timing! You had good timing. So, Colin, lady on a bike.
Yeah, we were on our way here, and we passed this woman standing there, straddling her bike on Shelton.
Wait. I gotta set the mood for you.
Okay, I keep hearing...
No. Anyway... But she's just standing there, and she has this expression on her face that made you realize she's too old for the bike.
Was it like a BMX? Or?
Not exactly, but I mean, she's just too old to be biking.
How old was she?
She
looked pretty old.
70s?
Yeah.
She was so old.
But here's the thing. She was standing stock still off the seat, and you could tell she was trapped. She was either going to have to fall over... Or hope somebody came to help her because she couldn't lift her leg to get on the other side of the bike.
Okay. Ah, one of those.
It was quite amusing.
So I go from that to this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What comes
she couldn't get back up on the seat.
Yeah.
She was trapped. It was like an old person trap.
The plight of the elderly.
Exactly.
Well, if you didn't say old lady, I keep thinking of bicycle race or fat bottom girls.
Well, sorry, this is an old lady. She didn't have a fat bottom that I could tell, but...
You know,
there's probably really from all that biking.
Yeah.
She
was done.
She was probably just resting.
You should have seen the look
I don't
on her
know,
face.
Man.
I don't know.
You know that
she
look
looked.
You realize...
It's the pooped your pants look.
Ooh,
I mean, it's pretty much like...
You would know.
Oh,
I've seen that once.
Fuck.
And I should tell that story. I told that story
back
on my
in the
old...
Past,
back
yeah.
in, on the old blog. I never told it on the podcast, but... years and years ago, I was going to school at DIT, Denver Institute of Technology, which no longer exists. It's now Westwood College of Technology. It gives it a little bit of an air of like legitimacy, right?
They're going bankrupt.
The old DIT had a jingle, is you know, like come learn 650-5050, ding ding, kind of cheesy, but I went because I'm cheap. But anyway, I was living up in Denver. I had very little money. I had a shit job. I was going to school. I was paying for an apartment. And you know, it's one of those things where you know the simple pleasures of when you have so little money buying something for yourself. You know, you have to be frugal and you never get a chance to treat yourself to anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I had decided that I was going to go buy me a cassette tape from the Sam Goody in the Aurora Mall. And I picked the Sleepwalkers soundtrack. Sleepwalkers, the Stephen King movie with the cat people. Not the big blue cat people from Avatar. These were...
These
less,
are original
less
cat
well
people.
CGI'd cat people.
This is after the movie Cat People.
Probably. The premise of Sleepwalkers is this family of ravenous cat people that feed on humans or some shit.
Something like that.
Anyway, the song Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny featured prominently in this, but other oldies music's featured in the movie as well. I bought that soundtrack, and one of the songs on the soundtrack is the Contours classic Do You Love Me? And now for comparison purposes, I will pull that song up, and we'll see exactly how it begins. There's a bit of an intro to it, and I am failing in my time. There it is.
At least it lets people know we didn't plan this ahead.
You broke my heart.
Because I couldn't dance.
You didn't even want me around.
And now I'm back to let you know. I can really shake them down.
Well, I had just purchased myself I have a toy now. I made a purchase. I had no money, but I made a purchase. I treated myself, and I was excited. I was happy. So I was singing along, and it got to that. They got to that. Now I'm back, and I shouted the "Now I'm back" as loud as I could with my windows down, driving down a residential street, and there was an old man shoveling snow.
It was
a winter's day, and it was a bright, sunny winter's day, but it was a winter's day, and he was out shoveling his snow, and I turned and saw him about the "Now I'm back." And I had yelled it so loud, he caught him in mid-shovel, and like, "Aah!" And then he grabbed the back of his pants, did the boop shuffle. Right?
Oh, man.
Into the house.
Oh, man.
I was back to let him know I could really shake him down. So I've seen that. I've seen that pooped your pants face before.
You scared the shit out of him.
Boy,
literally.
Notch in the belt, Ray. When can you say you've ever made somebody poop their pants?
No, not too often.
Not
never.
Very often.
Never.
Ever, never.
Never.
Yes. It's, you know, you make people cry. You poop their pants. These are notches in the belt, Ray. Notches in the belt. And you have to collect them. It's, you know, achievement unlocked. I made somebody poop their pants. Life is like a video game. So you wanted to have a bitch session. See, what we were supposed to do with this episode...
Weird Grand Theft Auto.
It was... What's that?
So that's one weird Grand Theft Auto.
Kill a hooker, make somebody poop their pants. Yeah, so we were supposed to be playing our favorite novelty tunes, and we can still get to that. We've got time on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Woo. Power Hour. Woo! But you said you wanted to have a bitch session for some reason?
Well, we're...
You never bitch. You're the nicest guy ever. Not.
Wait a minute.
He said you're a
out,
dick.
Time out.
I just played the raise a dick card.
Let's back that
up.
I like you. Let's erase that
you're
part.
You're never a dick to me.
I am an angel.
Just to the chicks at work.
I am an angel to everybody.
So is Satan.
look at Colin.
Colin's on a roll today. Yeah, whatever. Speaking of which, this section.
This is Ray.
Public enemy number one. He's an evil man.
That's me.
Hello.
And an evil plan.
Well, not a plan so much. I'm winning it, actually.
More evil than he was before.
That's right.
Yes, he's evil.
I don't think that's a word.
Okay, enough.
Gotta go.
See, I thought that was your theme song. Now you're giving it to Ray.
Giving it to Ray. He's evil and taking it.
He gave
it
away
door.
The pussy song last episode.
You know, I'm in a giving mood. I'm a giving person.
Okay.
I'm what?
Oh, back to Ray.
Yes.
Hi, how's it going?
But enough about me.
But I want to discuss the Super Bowl halftime show.
The Super Bowl halftime show. Yes.
Let's start with that one.
There were a lot of people who were vehemently against the Super Bowl halftime show. Colin and Heather just looked at each other and shrugged like, meh.
Meh.
Eh. So you don't want to talk about Super Bowl halftime show?
I didn't watch it.
Not qualified.
Okay, I guess we can discuss it kind of.
Well,
sort of.
Could, or we could just move on to the novelty songs.
Well, he wants to bitch. Obviously, this has his knickers in a twist.
Well,
so.
I will say this.
That's it true. It was a disappointing halftime show, but I don't know that I've been really enthralled with a halftime show.
No,
it's that
just,
I can remember. I thought
it's
Prince.
General,
I'm not a fan of Prince, but I thought he did a fine
no,
job.
No, it's the general overall of all the halftime shows lately.
Okay.
The hype is more than.
Yeah, well, you know how much the Black Eyed Peas were paid to do that?
I was thinking Rolling Stones for some reason.
They were paid $0.
Oh, wow.
Halftime acts get paid $0. You know where they make their money?
Showing a nipple.
Showing the nipple. On the millions and millions of iTunes downloads that follow the halftime show.
How nice.
They don't get compensated for the appearance. They get compensated through the exposure. And this is the this is the kind of exposure where, you know, because you see that all the time on Craigslist.
Really, yeah.
We can't pay you, but you'll get exposure. Fuck you and your hippie circle of fucking friends, you fucking bike shop, or you fucking medical marijuana dispensary that wants some artwork on the walls. Halftime show at the Super Bowl? Definitely worth the exposure.
Mm.
So that's what they get paid. They don't get paid compensated by the NFL. They don't get compensated by the venue. They get compensated afterward in the amount of downloads that happen. That's why it's always...
Was it not a good show?
It was fraught with technical problems.
That's one.
I believe at one point I actually said the phrase, "What the fucking fuck is this?" when I heard Fergie singing Sweet Child of Mine.
Fergie can't sing.
I heard that with guest guitarist Slash.
The sound was off the whole show. Technical problems with mics not being up at the right time or up at the wrong time seemed to be prevalent. The sound was just bad. Now, when Will.i.am went into the whole auto-tuned portions, that sounded fine because it's being auto-tuned. Everything else sounded literally like shit. It was just awful. Now, I'm not a huge fan of the Black Eyed Peas to begin with. I'm not. I'll admit, not my favorite group. But then again, there's a lot of what mainstream group would be my favorite? Zero would probably be the answer.
It doesn't matter of halftime. It just seems like they're really...
What about CeeLo Green?
I like CeeLo. If I were gay and he were gay...
Mainstream.
I just don't remember a decent halftime show.
But is CeeLo really mainstream?
Yeah, I think he's becoming that way.
He's becoming that way. He was an underground rapper, and then he was part of Gnarls Barkley, and now he's becoming mainstream, but only because it's the same. It's like Chuck Berry had one number one hit. Yeah. It was My Ding
One Hit
it was
Wonders.
Banned. Stagger Lee was the number one song of 1959 because it was banned, because it was talked about murder. Other songs have been banned and gone to number one. He releases Fuck You, can't get any radio airplay, but of course everybody wants to hear it. Now, it doesn't hurt that it's a great song. It's a phenomenal
video
song
to go along with it.
And a great video, you're right. And he's a talented guy. He's a talented guy. But that's really, I think, what's pushing him to the forefront is all of that exposure. Now, hey, Calculated, great. You know, that's however you get there, you get there.
Well, and his song was sung on Glee.
Yes. Glee. Let's talk about Glee for a second. We were talking about this the other day.
I don't watch
Glee. Glee recently surpassed the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, with entries into the Billboard Hot 100.
And I say that doesn't count.
How is that fucking possible?
I say it doesn't count.
It's not their music.
On one hand. Now.
Oh, we had this discussion too.
Hold on to that argument because I'm going to completely throw that out the window. All right. On one hand, we are living history. I mean, let's face it. Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, has been surpassed by the cast of a television show with entries into the Hot 100 on Billboard. And you say it doesn't count because it's not their music. Elvis never wrote a song.
Yeah,
Elvis
I don't
was
give
an entertainer.
A damn if he never wrote a song, that's not my point.
They are essentially
he didn't do covers. I mean, he wasn't nothing but covers, was he?
Mostly. I mean, songs.
Well, I also don't like
originally.
Elvis.
Originally, covers.
You knew
are
that.
You backing off? Are you backing
no,
off?
No, I'm just saying.
Originally, his repertoire was covers, and now then songs started to be written for him. But he was an entertainer. He was not a songwriter.
Okay. Justin Bieber's a millionaire.
Yes,
I'm not saying that. I know.
Well, and we'll get to you here in a second, Miss. I've got my hand raised patiently. But Elvis was an entertainer. The cast of Glee are collectively entertainers. They're doing other people's music in a different style. They're captivating the nation. Man. They are achieving success via the new digital medium. Now, granted, there's a big difference in record sales, radio airplay, and downloads. Now, in today's day and age, downloads are king. Mm-hmm. You realize recently there was the number one album on the Billboard chart. It only sold like 54,000 or 540,000 records because nobody goes and buys records anymore. It's all about downloads, and you can download full albums, but that doesn't count for record sales.
Right.
It's a totally different thing. It's a totally different way of keeping track. But still, the Hot 100 tracks the popular singles, and the more popular singles all belong to the cast of Glee. I love the show. I do. I am unabashedly into Glee. And I'm still straight.
What do they call them? Gleek?
Gleeks. And I remember when Gleek was just a trick you could do with saliva.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, now it means you're a big fan of the show. Now, you're a fan of the show.
I am.
Yeah. You and Ray.
I like the show.
Yeah. It's a great show. Ray, not so much. But then again, Ray is a curmudgeon.
Sue Sylvester is an awesome.
I'm a curmudgeon.
Awesome.
Look at Colin.
But he likes Glee.
I like Glee, Ray.
So?
Join us.
It's
one bliss. Of us. One of us.
I am
us.
Not going to sleep. I am
we
not
all
going to sleep.
Float down I, here.
You guys are not the cabbage
nice
people.
Nice pull. So yes, Glee.
She was raising her hand, though.
You were. You were raising your hand. You have something to contribute.
I do.
Share with the class.
Okay. So the only reason that I don't feel that it should count that Glee has passed somebody like Elvis or
doesn't count
or the Beatles.
There's a car coming. I need a do-over. The sun was in my eyes.
This is why.
All right, tell me.
Because all those singles that Elvis and the Beatles put on the charts were done through a normal recording career. They had their albums. They had their singles.
Are you saying they had to pay their dues?
So, yeah, you're saying they put in the work. They did the time in the clubs. They did all this other bullshit.
Yes, but they're doing a TV show that's coming out with five songs every week that somebody can
download. Nobody is going to argue that they hit the fucking jackpot, all right? Being a part of that. Now, granted, you're not talking about, you know, hacks. These are very talented individuals. And who knows what kind of dues they paid to get to that point in their career? Because obviously these are people who have been formally trained. These are people who are very talented. They are very sharp.
They're unlike any glee club in America.
Yes. Yeah. Now, but then again, if you had a regular type glee club on the show would suck. That's the point of the whole entertainment value. But these are very, very supremely talented individuals who have been brought together, won the fucking lottery being on this show, and are now reaping the benefits. Good for them. You know, it's, you never know where success, nobody knew that this was going to be the raging success it was. I mean, you can't look at it and say, oh, we've got a winner here. I mean, you can believe in your project and you can, you know, it can be your labor of love.
And then you can be wrong.
And yeah, it happens a lot. Look at
Firefly.
Firefly. Look at that show that we all love, that Pushing Daisies.
Pushing Daisies.
I mean, how perfect of a fucking TV show is that? And yet, the bulk of America apparently hated it enough for it to be canceled.
Well, and this is how I knew that Glee was way too popular at Walgreens.
That's way too popular. Break up Glee!
No, this. Because at Walgreens, they've got the music that plays while you're shopping. If a song is played on Glee, all of a sudden you will hear the original every 2 hours at Walgreens. Well, I heard Fire
by
the Pointer
Sisters.
It's like,
you know, what did they say? They say a rising tide raises all ships.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody benefits from this because not only...
Everywhere now.
Not only are people looking, you know, at this and saying, wow, I really like this song. I'd like to learn more. I'd like to hear the original if I have it already, or it stirs the memory, and you find this original.
I did that last week because we were two episodes behind on Glee, so I watched the one where they had the Gap Attack on that kid that the one guy liked.
Right.
Let
me put it this way. Saw that coming.
Story
arc coming.
Yeah, exactly. But the song that
I will have to say, had a curve on Karofsky. Knew he was a homo. Yeah,
exactly. But that song that they sang in the Gap Attack thing, I was like, this is a catchy little tune. Mm-hmm. I have to find out who did it.
Sure.
Went and listened to the original, bought the Glee version because I liked it better.
Right, but still.
Which you very rarely do, but.
Yeah, but still, like I said, a rising tide raises all ships, and everybody will benefit from this, and it's a calculated effort. Don't think it's not.
I mean,
even, you know, initially they were going through a lot of the classic rock and a lot of the Journey because probably the catalogs that they could get a hold of. Now everybody wants to be a part of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
And,
well, the fact that Silly Love Songs was one of the songs that they did.
Well, they've had the Gaga episode. They've had the Britney Spears episode. They've had the Madonna episode. And this is because they had Olivia Newton-John on. That was probably more throwing a bone to Olivia Newton-John than Olivia Newton-John throwing them a bone.
Yes.
But what it comes down to is now that it's the flavor of the month and it's the hot thing going, everybody wants a piece. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, the bigger artists will say, yes, I would like to be a part of this. Thank you. I will reap the benefits as well as you.
Mm-hmm. When do you think they'll have a Michael Jackson episode?
Well, they did Thriller. In the one episode. And in fact, I do the pub quiz every Thursday at Old Chicago. If you're in town, join me. It starts at 8. But last week's audio round was all Glee. And some people in the bar have never seen Glee, so they were a little confused. And then some people have seen Glee, and some people hate Glee. And it pains me when people hate the Glee. But it just doesn't deserve to be hated. It's a lot of fun. No, I'm not done with the story. This is funny. This is funny. Yes, this is good stuff.
No, this
is not
funny.
Sit and listen. I play certain songs going into the scoring breaks to get people to stay engaged and sing along. And one of the songs I use is Thriller, and I've queued it up to a more so they can do the stupid little zombie dance. Somebody ran up to me and said, please fucking God, tell me this isn't the Glee version. I said, no, it's not. It's the original. God.
Yeah, I didn't really care for the Rocky Horror Glee. Myself.
You know, here's the thing.
I enjoy that.
I like the music.
I thought you didn't watch it.
I didn't watch some of it.
You know what he is? You know
I've outed Ray.
You know what he is?
he's a closet Glee.
He's not the closet Glee. He's the guy that dresses up as the sweet transvestite every time the road show comes to town. But anyway, see, I'm not a huge... I love the music from Rocky Horror, but I tried to watch Rocky Horror Picture Show once, and I just...
You can't get past Tim Curry and lingerie?
No. Well, and you know, maybe if I gave it another try, but I just didn't think And granted, this is cult classics in general. Yeah. I thought it was a shitty film.
It is a shitty
film.
You're
wrong.
And
it is a shitty film.
I couldn't see past the whole...
You couldn't... The camp. The,
yeah,
you gotta,
I couldn't get past the camp at the time when I watched it. Now, maybe I could give it another chance because I'm older now. And I'm, as I get older, you would think I'm getting more, you kids, get off my lawn. But I'm not. I'm actually more...
Yeah, you've never wanted kids on your lawn.
Get off my fucking lawn.
Is my lawn.
I might give it another chance, but I could not get past that camp factor when I watched it. It's probably in my 20s, early 20s, and I was just like, really?
I never saw it until
I can't
this year.
Do it.
Yeah.
And so I thought they did a pretty good job on the Rocky Horror episode. Yeah. Not
it's
my
just the,
favorite,
they changed
though.
Words and stuff that
yeah.
were wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing about Glee.
Yes.
And this is my opinion only, and this is probably people say, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, but that's why
Willis?
We're here.
Yeah, huh?
What the fuck, Joe Willis?
Yeah, but yeah. But the thing is, with Glee, it reminds me, it's basically a better produced and lighter version of the movie Fame.
Or of the TV series Fame.
Yeah.
And they also brought the TV series back too, didn't they, for a little while?
That's pretty much
Fame.
I think
yeah.
it
That's
died.
Pretty much what I see Glee as.
But well, it's not really.
What Glee is, you know, and it's just a stylized look into high school life.
Yeah.
And classes
I mean,
and caste system and bullying.
This is one.
It's an exaggerated version of high school, and it's fun to watch, and honestly, the characters are engaging.
Okay. This is one musical show that works. I mean, remember Cop Rock. That died.
Bad premise.
Same idea, same kind of
not
concept.
Really.
Not in that
you
regard.
You could see kids.
No, wait a minute.
School.
Wait. Wait
no.
a fucking minute.
No.
Wait a fucking minute.
You can't make me wait.
Yeah, please wait. Wait. No, all I'm saying is that musicals are in general. I mean, this happened and catched a little audience, and the other ones did not.
But this is a big audience it's captured. It's captured the hearts of many of Americans.
They'll all beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, and this is the same along the lines of High School Musical.
No.
Did anybody watch that?
Jordan did.
High School Musical? Yeah, I watched it all.
Same idea.
Not really.
Anybody in here know who Arcade Fire is?
High School Musical.
I've
they were singing
them,
for
but
no
I've
reason.
I've never listened to them.
just thinking. Just spitballing that old Grammy thing. I saw a video like nobody knows who Arcade Fire is. And,
you know,
and then
well, just,
all these hipsters
name.
Come out of nowhere and kick their ass. Know who Arcade Fire is or hipsters will kick
they
their
They won
ass.
Something, didn't they?
Yeah, they
won
the
best album
from... But I've long said that the Grammys are a joke. Yeah. They've been a joke for a long
time. Hey, Iron Maiden won.
And no, I'm not saying that Arcade Fire did or didn't deserve it. And I think it's bullshit for people to say, oh, how could they win over Eminem? Well, who the fuck says that Eminem deserves it? I'm sure they put
Eminem.
Out... I'm sure Arcade Fire put out a great album. Why is there so much controversy about it? The Grammys are a joke anyway. Jesus.
Right, Grammy people. Your job is a joke.
Now I'm the crotchety old man. Get off my lawn, Grammys. Fuck you, people.
But if they had a Best Podcast Grammy and you won.
You know what? On principle, I would not show up. I
He'd
would
send
boycott.
Me.
I would send him.
Well, that's
no,
a lot.
I'd like to
well,
accept
yeah.
this reward on behalf of
the Rock and Roll Hall
team.
Of Fame.
No. What about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
It sucks, too. Same idea.
No. Same idea. Let's not paint with a broad brush, right?
Yes.
I do not agree with a lot of the enshrinements.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I also must concede that the term rock and roll is so broad and so general that I'm not going to agree.
Elected into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm talking about inductees.
You
I'm not talking about
You don't like ABBA? How can you not like ABBA?
ABBA's
Swedish.
ABBA. If it's sung by someone else, yes,
ABBA,
I like it.
But
I wonder if there's going to be a Glee ABBA.
But ABBA, you know, oh my God, I'll bet there will be.
It better be somebody, someone else.
I'll bet. How can you not like ABBA? How can you not like it? It's Bjorn, Benny, and the Bitches.
And how is this not rock
ABBA.
To you?
Hey, kids, you're out and about, you're dancing, you're having a drink. Does your mother know you're out tonight? I don't think so.
Is there any death metal ABBA? No. There is?
Oh, I have it. I have some. I
have some death
you're
metal.
You're so hot, teasing me. So you're blue, but I can't take a chance on a chick like you.
I think I'll be ill.
That's such a Tory rape to do.
You notice the two Swedes are singing to ABBA.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to... choke on my own vomit.
Well, I think I'm choosing.
It's better than choking on someone else's.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
There you go. No, I do have some death metal covers of ABBA.
See, I like those. See,
if, no, let me check. Well, let me find one. Let me find one.
Okay. You find one.
You said your favorite was what?
Advance.
Advance? I thought
Advance.
The Eagle? Oh, Advance, yeah. Yeah, recently picked up a lot of these
covers
from one of the other Quizmasters. And here's the winner takes it all. This one's Eagle. It's a tribute to ABBA by Prism. So see, ABBA can rock.
Yeah, I never said they could.
Not to those sweet girls are singing in.
Oh, are you kidding?
The sweet girls.
The sweet girls. I think you said the sweet girls. Sweet.
But I do like the two guys who went on to write Chess.
Benny and Bjorn.
Thank Bjorn you. And Benny. Thank Bjorn, you. Benny, and the bitches. That's why Bjorn and Benny were so successful because they ditched the bitches.
Yep.
You know what? We didn't even get to the novelty songs. You know why? It's because we're slackers.
We're easily distracted.
We are easily distracted, but we had stuff to talk about. You know, we got together, we did a show. So fine work, people. Fine work.
Yay,
let's give ourselves a round of applause. Yay. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Goodbye.
My sister Heather from Mad at Spam.
Fuck Montrose.
Ray Louie, who loves to eat food and also is the big loser in the Woot Bag of Crap contest.
Where's my monkey?
I'm
playing my monkey.
We kids, you know, kids, thank you. Hey, the monkey. Thanks for joining us. We will see you kids back again next weekend.